Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Neustar's Investor Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the prepared remarks, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. For opening remarks, I will turn the call over to Mr. Dave Angelicchio, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's conference call. Joining us today from Neustar are Lisa Hook, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Paul Lalljie, our Chief Financial Officer. Our call today will begin with comments from Lisa Hook and Paul Lalljie, followed by Q&A. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on information as of today, November 5th, 2015, and, as such, is subject to many risks and uncertainties which may cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated. Additional information concerning these risks and uncertainties can be found in our press release and our filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, including our last annual report on Form 10-K and subsequent periodic and current reports. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements. As you listen to today's call, we will discuss certain non-GAAP financial measures and supplemental key performance metrics. These supplemental materials and non-GAAP reconciliations can be found under our Investor Relations tab on our website, www.neustar.biz. With that, I'm pleased to introduce Neustar's President and Chief Executive Officer, Lisa Hook. Lisa?
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on such short notice. As you saw, today we announced some really exciting news. We've signed a definitive agreement to acquire MarketShare, a leading marketing analytics technology provider to major brands, for $450 million. After $60 million in estimated tax benefits, the effective purchase price is $390 million. I'll discuss the strategic and financial rationale for this acquisition, and after I speak, Paul will provide more details on the transaction and its financing. Afterwards, we'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. The acquisition of MarketShare positions Neustar as a clear leader in the large and fast-growing marketing services sector, and it substantially advances our overarching strategy to deliver value-added information services. From the perspective of shareholder value, we're confident that the combined company will give us scale and competitive advantages to drive even stronger growth and create additional value over the coming years. So why now, and why MarketShare? This combination provides chief marketing officers an across-the-board, end-to-end solution to help them execute their strategies and fulfill their responsibilities. If you think about this in the broader context of how Neustar approaches the information services opportunity, you will see how well this acquisition aligns with the strategy we've been executing since 2010. Neustar provides solutions based on our expertise in authoritative identity, which stems from our heritage in managing the world's most sophisticated real-time information exchanges. We also have become the authentication experts, enabling our customers both to protect and promote their brands. Over the past few years, we've transformed our company into a premier provider of information services by augmenting our portfolio of services, data sets, and capabilities, while capitalizing on our differentiated position in authentication. We've grown our capabilities organically and through acquisitions when it made strategic and financial sense to do so. The 2011 acquisition of Targus Info was a major catalyst in this transformation, particularly in the marketing services space, as it provided us with deeper, more accurate, real-time marketing insights and analytics. In 2013, we acquired Aggregate Knowledge to provide workflow solutions for brands and agencies to manage the marketing lifecycle. More recently, we acquired and integrated both .co Internet SAS and Bombora Technologies to enhance our registry services for brands, increasing the breadth and depth of our offerings to the marketing department. Last quarter, we announced an agreement to acquire the caller authentication assets of Transaction Network Services, strengthening our authoritative identity, which we expect to close later this year. With the acquisition of MarketShare, we're substantially enhancing our offering in marketing data and analytics, a $19 billion market that is growing at 16% CAGR. MarketShare is a leader in predictive marketing analytics, with with over 10 years of experience, they have some of the most sophisticated technology and software engineering capabilities in the industry, including 16 key patents on unique predictive analytics and technologies for marketing optimization. They have a highly talented team of marketing executives who have built strong relationships with a broad, diverse customer base and partnerships with leading media firms and technology providers. Their customer list includes MasterCard, Turner, Intel, and many other premier brands spanning a wide range of industries. MarketShare was recently recognized as a visionary in Gartner's 2015 Magic Quadrant for Digital Marketing Analytics. So, what will we do together that we couldn't do apart? Moreover, what can we do with MarketShare as part of Neustar beyond the partnership that we put in place in July? An increasingly important challenge for CMOs is how to use the massive amounts of data available to promote their brands while they protect their online presence. If you look at the entire measured media market, which includes spending across 19 different types of media, the top 200 brands spent more than half their aggregate budget, or more than $70 billion, on measured media in 2014. These data-driven companies are increasingly demanding better information about their marketing spend, as well as insights into how to allocate resources for maximum effectiveness and a better return on their investment. With today's acquisition, we will be the only company that offers a complete data-driven solution to CMOs as they plan, optimize, and allocate their entire marketing budget and resources across all channels. Currently, our two companies answer fundamentally different questions for marketers. Neustar answers questions such as, who are my audiences and where should I buy advertising? How can I be more relevant in my customer and prospect interactions? MarketShare answers, how much should we spend in marketing, where should we spend it, and what is actually contributing to driving revenue? We began talking to MarketShare back in November 2014 to put together an operational partnership so that we could begin to answer these questions together. The partnership was formalized in July. However, when we began to experience how powerful it was to combine our capabilities and what a fantastic match our two companies could be, it became clear that a unified solution made a lot more sense. We realized that the smartest thing to do for our customers and our shareholders was to join forces. By bringing together our complementary offerings, we will be adding a new dimension to what we can offer the world's top brands. Neustar's leadership in authoritative identity, audience targeting and segmentation, as well as real-time media measurement, combined with MarketShare's expertise in predictive analytics, will enable us to solve marketers' critical resource allocation challenges. CMOs will be able to use Neustar's Marketing Hub to look across their entire business, from planning to execution, online to offline, to get a complete, accurate reading of what is driving their sales. This includes marketing programs as well as operational variables such as staffing, pricing, and distribution. With our combined solution, CMOs can answer essential questions such as, what marketing activities are increasing and driving sales? What is the correct resource allocation by customer segment and market? This will enable our customers to allocate their resources precisely across all sales channels, stores, online, call centers, and sales teams, as well as media platforms, digital, television, radio, print, out-of-home, and in-store. As a result, they will be able to achieve better returns on their investments. We believe this will make us a very attractive partner to CMOs, enhance our offering to current customers, and fuel our growth in marketing services, an area where we are already experiencing double-digit growth. We anticipate cost synergies, but this transaction is really about driving growth, as well as higher earnings and cash flow over the long term. We expect a very smooth integration from a technology and talent perspective with highly compatible cultures. We have a strong integration track record, and given how well we know MarketShare due to our close interaction over the past year, we're one step ahead. We're confident in our ability to retain the top talent at MarketShare. Importantly, their executives, including co-founders and co-CEOs, Wes Nichols, and John Dane are committed to being part of the Neustar family. Integrating Wes, John, and other talented market share leaders into our leadership team is consistent with our successful acquisition history. In fact, approximately 30% of our current leadership team came to us through acquisition activity. So to summarize, we expect this transaction will take us to the next level in terms of growth, profitability, and shareholder value. The real power of combining Neustar market share will come from our ability to take advantage of Neustar's expertise and authoritative identity and our broad set of offerings with market share's advanced marketing analytics for better decision making. With that, let me turn the call over to Paul.
Thanks, Lisa, and good afternoon, everyone. As we discussed in our third quarter earnings call, we continue to benefit from strong growth in our information services business. With marketing services revenue growing 13% year-over-year and security services revenue up 23%. Our acquisition of market share marks another step in our journey to become a leader in information services and builds upon our momentum. It seems as though it was just yesterday that we acquired Targus Info to build the foundation for our information services business. We now have a marketing analytics platform that CMOs depend on to segment their top customers, identify where they can find more of those top customers, and give them the ability to activate marketing campaigns to reach additional customers with a similar profile, all in real time. Today, we're adding the market share services to our portfolio, and this will allow CMOs to plan and optimize their marketing strategies effectively across all channels. As you know, we have an expertise in authoritative identity, and we have linked more than 15,000 demographic and psychographic attributes to those identities. This will allow market share to develop even more effective strategies at a more granular level. We're acquiring market share for $390 million, net of $60 million in estimated tax benefits. Let me spend a few minutes breaking down the purchase price. The sticker price is $450 million, and this includes approximately $16 million of equity that will be issued to the founders of MarketShare. This so-called rollover equity will vest over 2 years and demonstrates the commitment and confidence of the co-founders in this transaction. We expect to receive $60 million of net present value for the step-up in the tax basis of MarketShare Partners LLC, and any net operating losses attributable to this entity. Net of all of this, we're paying $390 million. This equates to a transaction multiple of approximately 4.3 times forward revenue, which compares favorably with recent transactions in the industry. We believe this is a very attractive transaction given MarketShare's strong financial profile. Over the last 3 years, MarketShare's revenue has grown from $19 million to $51 million, a compounded annual growth rate of 38%. For the last 12 months, MarketShare delivered $57 million in revenue and is expected to deliver another $60 million in 2015. For 2016, we expect MarketShare to generate revenue in excess of $90 million. From a profitability perspective, they had an EBITDA loss of $14 million in the last 12 months, but we expect that they will contribute positive EBITDA in 2016. MarketShare has a broad and diverse customer base with more than 80 customers and no one customer contributing more than 10% of its total revenue. On a combined basis, revenue from our marketing services in the last 12 months total $218 million. In terms of free cash flow, we expect market share to contribute at least $10 million in 2016. This acquisition will be dilutive to adjusted EPS by approximately 25 cents in 2016, and we expect crossover to accretion sometime in 2017, reflecting earnings growth and debt repayment. Over the next 18 months, we expect to realize between $10 and $15 million of cost synergies. This includes cost avoidance for the combined entities and overlapping support functions. Now let me shift to the financing of this transaction and our capital allocation strategy. Morgan Stanley is leading a syndicate of banks for committed financing, which we expect to close in December. This financing is in the Term Loan A market with a maturity date of January 2018, coterminous with our current credit facility. Today, NuStar has a debt-to-EBITDA ratio of approximately 1.6 turns, and upon the closing of both the TNS asset purchase and the market share acquisition, our debt-to-EBITDA ratio is expected to be 2.4 turns, a comfortable level for us given the expected cash flows from the combined entity. As you know, over the last 5 years, we have focused our capital allocation efforts on a combination of strategic acquisitions and share repurchase programs, spending $1 billion for acquisitions and another $1 billion on share repurchases. This approach has allowed us to realize our strategic vision while increasing shareholders' return on invested capital. In the first quarter of 2015, we implemented a $150 million share repurchase program. As of November 4th, we have repurchased 3.7 million shares at an average price of $27.63. Today, we terminated our current share repurchase program. In the fourth quarter, we expect to use $220 million in cash to close the TNS acquisition. Factoring other sources and uses of cash and the expected close of the market share acquisition, we expect to end the year with approximately $50 million in cash and $1.1 billion in debt. Going forward, our primary use of cash will be to pay off our debt as quickly as possible. We expect that a new Term Loan A will have an annual amortization of approximately 40%, demonstrating our commitment to delever quickly. This will position us to continue to maintain a leverage ratio below our target of 3 turns. To conclude, these two companies are a great strategic and cultural fit. The economics of the deal are strong, and the combination positions us in the sweet spot of a rapidly growing market opportunity. Going forward, we will continue to build on the strong organic momentum that we've been seeing in our businesses while integrating market share. The integration should be relatively straightforward, and there are opportunities for both cost and revenue synergies. We will continue to be disciplined in capital allocation with a focus on debt repayment. With that, operator, you may now open the call for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now on your touchtone phone. That is star 1 on your touchtone phone. To withdraw yourself from the queue, you may press the pound key. Again, star 1 to ask a question. We'll take a question from Will Power of Robert Baird. Your line is open.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Good afternoon. Yeah, you all have been busy on the acquisition front. Let me just start on that front. Obviously, the biggest of the recent acquisitions you've done, but maybe you can just help us understand just the integration effort of this, Bombora, TNS. I mean, what are the challenges that creates? Do you have different executives in charge of each one? I mean, how are you kind of thinking about that process to make sure all this is seamless?
Yep. Well, this is Lisa. So the Bombora acquisition was pretty much like the .co acquisition, rolling existing services on top of, you know, both acquisitions were existing services. So very deep, broad management team in the registry space, very, very straightforward. Business model exactly the same as what we've got. So that was purely services that are 100% overlap, adding additional TLDs, Bombora adding additional TLDs and an additional geography. So that acquisition and the integration thereof is really well in hand. And for the most part, as I mentioned in my earnings call last week, done. TNS is going to be integrated into the data solutions team. We have mapped out a full integration plan for that, and given that it's caller authentication assets, very, very similar overlap with our existing caller authentication assets. So that should be, again, a very straightforward integration to be done. And then the market share integration, a larger number of employees, complementary rather than an overlap with our existing services. So that's one that we are very focused on at the senior level of the organization, and making sure that we're taking time putting together a full integration plan so that as of the date of close, we know where every employee is going, what we're doing with respect to, you know, everything all the way down to every single person's telephone extension. So that is the big focus. I will say that for the next year, we are going to be very busy digesting Mercury and ensuring that it performs well. So I'm fully focused on integrating acquisitions, and hope that Paul doesn't have anything else on his shopping list.
Lisa, you touched. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, the only thing I was going to add to that is, you know, the two transactions that are of size here, market share and the TNS asset purchase, they're in different organizations for us, so we have a different executive leading each one of those. Brian Foster is the head of our information services group, and he would be leading the market share integration. And then we have Steve Edwards on our data solutions side, who is leading the TNS asset acquisition. So essentially, there is a little bit of diversity there, and both Steve and Brian, you know, are extremely fastidious, smart, and very focused on detail. So we feel good about the integration plans that we have in place, the level of details that we have, and the feedback loop that we have that gives us confidence that this could be an easy integration.
Okay, and then maybe, Lisa, just strategically, you know, thinking about, you know, the merits around, you know, the transaction, it sounds like you bring some complementary assets. Maybe help us just understand, you know, how you're going to now be positioned in the market vis-a-vis, you know, I don't know, Adobe Marketing Cloud or what Oracle has or some of the other big, you know, players out there, public and private. I mean, I guess part of that is, you know, what are really the key differentiators that you're going to bring to market that are going to enable you to continue to, you know, kind of outgrow the market growth?
Sure, and I think those were the appropriate companies to name. Those are the folks that we are seeing in the RFPs that are out in the market over the past year. While there will be, say, 10, 15 companies that respond, it winds up being the same three companies at the end of the day. Post-acquisition, we will have three very unique attributes in a full marketing stack. Number one, we will be the only one of those three finalists with full marketing resource planning on the front end, media mix modeling, that is market share. We will be the only one and are the only one today with absolutely accurate, that is authoritative, real person identity, including name, address, phone number, email addresses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And while that sounds easy, in fact, that information is not generally available publicly and is very difficult to maintain with up-to-the-minute accuracy. And we will be the only people who have both offline and online capabilities around identity, et cetera. So we'll be able to, on the close, assist CMOs with their media mix modeling, their marketing resource planning, help them complete the marketing allocation, help them identify precisely who they want to be going after in the market, help them onboard and match their customer data. We will not go into execution, so we will not be pushing email. We will not be doing creative. The execution layer is frankly fairly commoditized. There are a number of phenomenal companies in that component of the environment, but we will partner with those companies to assist CMOs in execution, and then we'll be doing the real-time media and audience insights, measurement, and then optimization to get for the marketing department for the first time ever the total ROI. Now, our competitors are really good, but they're digital only. And while the digital channel is experiencing the highest growth, there are actually other channels out there, right? There's print, there's TV, there's radio, There's in-store. We are the only player in the market post-closing with market share that can take you online to offline and across all channels.
Okay, no, that's helpful. And just a question for Paul, if I can. I just want to make sure I heard these numbers right. I think you indicated that you expected the transaction to generate $90 million or at least $90 million of revenue in 16, and then I think you gave the – did you just say there's an EBITDA loss in the past 12 months, or did you actually give what the EBITDA loss number was?
Yes, and last 12 months EBITDA loss was 13, and next year – the reason why we're not very specific on 16 – simply because purchase price allocation will have some deferred revenue that will create an adjustment. The free cash flow number next year would be at least $10 million, which means the EBITDA number should be something north of that, but it all depends on the deferred revenue adjustment for some specifics around that.
Right, okay, that was my second question. All right, that's, yeah, I assume the EBITDA must be higher than the $10 million, but that's, okay, that's helpful. Thank you all.
That concludes today's question and answer session. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisa Hook for closing remarks.
Thanks so much. To summarize, we're really thrilled to welcome the MarketShare team and look forward to working together to integrate our service offerings and deliver value to all of our constituents. With our refined suite of offerings, we're well positioned to capitalize on future opportunities within high-growth markets. Thank you so much for joining us on the spur of the moment, and I look forward to updating you as the year comes to an end.
This does conclude today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines, and everyone have a great day.